Good morning. Good morning. How is everyone this morning? I'm glad you made the effort to come out this morning. I'm thankful you're here. If you're the first time you're visiting Thomas Village Baptist Church, we'd like to say thank you. Make sure to come back. We appreciate you coming out. I hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving and had plenty to eat. Just remember what Thanksgiving's really about. You know, thankful for everything. And really, just the way I look at it, I guess we ought to be having Thanksgiving every day because we got a lot to be thankful for. You know, or I do anyhow. I'm thankful for the good Lord above. He gave me the opportunity to be here this morning. And let's get right into our service. We'll start off with prayer this morning. Dear Lord, our kind, gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you today, Lord, just to say thank you. Thank you for giving us another day. Thank you for letting us be able to just open our eyes and see the glory you've shown us, Lord. Lord, thank you for Thanksgiving Day. Thank you for letting us be able to just be with our families and enjoy that. Lord, we ask you to be with us this morning, and we invite you into the service with us here this morning. Let us just bask in your word this morning, Lord. Thank you for everything you do for us. Be with each and every one here. And Lord, we'll just thank you again. We love you. In Jesus' holy and precious name, amen.
We want to take this opportunity to tell you a couple things that WOM is going to be involved in. We want to invite all the ladies to come on Saturday, the 9th of December at 9 o'clock. We'll have our WOM meeting at 10 o'clock. We will be doing a demonstration on how to make Christmas bows for your packages by Tina C. Just bring you a piece of tape, some scissors, and a roll of Christmas wrapping paper.
And also, if you can't make it for that Saturday, but you have any ideas or see a need in the community or in fresh ideas, if you tell any of us, at least have a conversation about it. Give us all new ideas and stuff. Okay. The Women on a Mission is going to be doing the Lottie Moon Christmas card offering, and there's a really short video that Rick's going to show us right here.
A multitude from every nation, all tribes, peoples, and languages fuels our desire to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. But we must be willing to go further than we've ever gone before. To the very edges of lostness, where more than 3,000 people groups have no missionary presence and likely no access to the gospel. No one is engaging them. Together, we can change that. We know the love and hope and peace of the gospel. We know the way, the truth, and the life. We know the power of true redemption. We will not ignore lostness. We will not be silent. We will not stand still. From the Great Commission until the great multitude, we must unite in this great pursuit to reach every nation, no matter the cost.
Thank you. Okay, so really, the Lottie Moon in a nutshell is, we will bring the solution, the lost, to the world's greatest problem, lostness. So this is where the money that we'll raise will go this, and this is how it will work. It will be set up in the foyer, and there will be a box if you choose to bring Christmas cards to people you go to church with. And they just have to actively be in church here, and you bring the cards in and put them in the box. Instead of putting postage on the stamps, you would donate that. That will be sent to the Lottie Moon thing. Also, on a side note of that, the youth helps deliver the Christmas cards. So when they gives them an opportunity to put a face to a name that they may not speak about or see in the day-to-day thing. So please be in prayer about it. If you'd like to participate, that would be great. And if you have any questions, please let any of us know. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. I hope everybody had a fantastic Thanksgiving. I know I did. Ate probably way too much, and I hope you guys didn't, too. But I hope we know what we'll all be thankful for. So let's all stand up, and we're going to sing number 215, Majesty. Sing number 636, We Gather Together. That's number 636. Did I miss it? Well, we'll figure it out.
Thank you all for asking me to sing this weekend. I brought a friend with me today, Miss Bambi Lowe. She's from over in Lee County. And she's going to help us out a little bit also. I was excited to see Aaron's name in the bulletin this morning, another Lee Countyan. We're just having a big Lee County party in here this morning. So we're going to do a few songs for you this morning. I hope you all enjoy them. If you know them, sing along with us. Help us out, because we'll definitely need it, and pray for us. This will be mine and Bambi's second time ever singing and playing together, too. So,
I don't think this one's on.
Maybe it is.
I stood in the courtroom, judge turned my way. Looks like you're guilty, now what do you say? I spoke up, Your Honor. I have no defense. But that's when mercy walked in. Mercy walked in and pleaded my case. Called to the stand, God's saving grace. The blood was presented that covered my sin. Forgiven when mercy walked in. I stood there and wondered, how could this be? Someone so guilty had just been set free. My chains were broken, felt born again the moment that mercy walked in. Oh, mercy walked in and pleaded my case. Called to the stand, God's saving grace. The blood was presented and covered my sin. Forgiven when mercy walked in. The blood was presented and covered my sin. Forgiven when mercy walked in.
Thank you. Thank you. If it wasn't for God's mercy, we wouldn't be here today. Amen. I'm very thankful for that. This next song I chose today goes right along with God's mercy, that I can't even walk without Him holding my hand. If you all know this song, sing it with us.
I thought number one would surely be me. I thought I could be what I wanted to be. Thought I could build on life's sinking sand. But I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high and the valleys too wide. Down on my knees, that's where I learned to stand. 'Cause I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Thought I could do a lot on my own. Thought I could make it all alone. Thought of myself as a mighty big man, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high, the valleys too wide. Down on my knees, that's where I learned to stand. 'Cause Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Think I'll make Jesus my all in all. When I'm in trouble, on his name I'm gonna call. If I don't trust him, I'd be less of a man. 'Cause Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Sing it with us, church. Oh Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high, the valleys too wide. Down on my knees, that's where I learned to stand. 'Cause Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Let's do that one more time, church. Oh Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high, the valleys too wide. Down on my knees, that's where I learned to stand. 'Cause Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. No, Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
Thank you all. I don't know about you all, but I can feel His Spirit in here this morning. I'm sure you all know this last song. Sing it with us if you do. I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side.
I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Oh, in all of you be still. Will I stand in your presence? To my knees or will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Oh, when all of you be still, will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall, will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Well, surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Oh, and all of you be still. Will I stand in your presence? To my knees, or will I fall, or will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Only imagine when that day comes, I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine. Thank you.
He'd ever known, and then came. had are given to me. And on this mountain you must prove it's you and Isaiah, or it's me and you. So when I lay my Isaac down with a broken heart, but my Father's proud on this altar where he lays, just to find it wasn't me, God warned me. Now most of us, I dare say, we've got an eyes in God's way. But on this altar, God will prove it's not your Isaac God it wants. He wanted you. So when I lay my Isaac down with a broken heart, but my Father's proud on this altar where he lays, just to find it wasn't here God wanted me. So when I lay my Isaac down with a broken heart, but my Father's proud, but on this altar where he lays, just to find it wasn't me God wanted me.
This part is where it talks about us.
Most of us, I dare to say, we've got an eyes in God's way. But on this altar, God will prove it's never been your Isaac that it wants. He wanted you. God warned me, just to find it wasn't him. All God wanted was me.
Thank you. That was some wonderful music. I don't know about anybody else, but I needed that this morning. You know, and I really appreciate that. I'd like to introduce our speaker this morning, Mr. Aaron Doyle from Rose Hill, Virginia. Make him welcome, and we appreciate you, brother.
Morning, good morning. Bambi, Jared, that was great, y'all. I didn't know they was going to be here this morning. I didn't know Jared attended here this morning. I don't know if I'd be the only Rose Hillian here this morning or what, but I'm glad we showed up in numbers. And this morning you can already feel the Holy Spirit rolling through this place, and I don't want you to hinder it this morning. If you want to say amen, you say amen. If you want to get up and pray on this altar's open. I shouldn't have to tell you, but some people say you got to open the altar. Well, it's open, y'all. If y'all need it, it's right here. It's what it's for. This morning, I'll be looking in Galatians 5, 16 through 21. Galatians 5, 16 through 21. Hope everybody has returned. Hope everybody had a wonderful turkey day, and everybody's filled up with turkey or ham or or at least the Thanksgiving of family together and everybody together. We sure did. We had a good turkey day and all the fixings. So this morning will be in Galatians 5, 16 through 21. When you find it, if you can and will, go ahead and stand for the reading of the Word. That way I know if everybody's found a place or not. I've been told I go too quick, and I've got to give it a couple of other times to say Galatians 5, 16 through 21. All right. If we've all found it. Galatians, all right. Amen. Galatians 5, 16 through 21. For this I say, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led by the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lavishness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envying, murdering, drunkenness, revelings, and such like of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Let us pray. Lord God, thank you for this wonderful morning, Lord. Thank you for your Spirit being here, Lord. Watch over us as we go through this service, Lord. Hide me in your cross that not my stumbling and bumbling be heard, but only your word be heard, Lord God. Prick the hearts and open their eyes, Lord God. I love you and ask this in your name. Amen. Now, as we're going through this world this time of day and this season, I guess, of holiday seasons, and everybody gets a little uptight. Everybody gets a little fleshly. Everybody going through finding, trying to check out in the counter or something other. You got 15 people ahead of you, and now you got to check yourself out. And nobody likes dealing with themselves, I guess. But we got our flesh sort of gets in the way sometimes. We take a closer look this morning at our earthly flesh. First of all, we got to know what our flesh is. Now, of course, we know we can see it's our flesh and it's our hands. But Webster says that it is the nature of the human body, especially the sensual nature. In Greek, it's a human nature or passion. In the works of the flesh is usually the search for the meaning outside of God. So if we're in our flesh, there's no way we can honor God. And the works of the flesh is the meaning outside, searching for the meaning outside of God. And as you know, the world these days is gone mad for the search of the meaning of life. People are in pain and are trying to figure out the something to ease that pain or the emptiness that they feel inside. Now, if we would go in God's plan would have that man would find life and find it more abundantly. But man has rebelled against God and his plan. Man has went out on his own to make his own path and his own plan, and we all know what happens when we do it without God. It's not going to end up too good, and it's not going to end. It's going to end in despair, and we're going to be worse off than what we started. So we have two choices, basically. We have two choices in life. We can live life as God does not exist, or we can live life committed to God. That's two choices, heaven or hell. in Galatians 5:19 through 21 says, now that the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lavishness, adultery, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like of, which I tell you before, as I also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, let's look at the, and consider the flesh. Now, the flesh refers to basically the people that are apart from God, and it describes us before we knew God, before we were saved. Now, the flesh cannot please God. Like I said, in Romans 8:8, it says, so then they are in the flesh, cannot please God. It cannot produce righteousness. Galatians 3:3 says, are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, and are you now made perfect by the flesh? So yet, so many of us are trying to do the work apart from God. We're trying to do it on our own, trying to do it in our own fleshly bodies, and it just don't work. So therefore, we got a conflict. The conflict of the flesh. And we go back to Galatians 5:17. For the flesh lusteth after the Spirit, against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Now, when I become a Christian, I had a change. But I did not shed my earthly flesh. I was changed inside, but the flesh is still here. And if you were not saved as a child, your flesh has had a start on how it thinks you should live life in this world. In other words, if you got saved at 25, you've already had 25 years of this world, and your body's already, or your fleshly has already started to get a purpose or whatever on its own. So now, since you're a new child of God, you're going to have to relearn that flesh. You're going to have to get it under control. And our flesh is is one with the world, and the world seems to feed our flesh. I mean, look at our TV, our magazines, our games. It's all sex and feel good drugs and anything that makes you feel good. And that's the world. That's the world, guys, trying to get into your flesh. That's Satan himself. And nobody wants to take the responsibility for their own fleshly desires and actions. So I would say the real truth is we all are about as holy as we all want to be. Not that we should be, but as we want to be, as our flesh wants us to be. And if we don't take responsibility for our flesh and ask forgiveness, we end up with manifesting the works of the flesh, which is what we just read. But don't be dismayed this morning. Don't be sad because of our flesh is trying to take over our bodies. We all go through sin. We all sin. And I've got good news this morning. Because we all sin, God sent His only begotten Son. God sent His Son to save us from that sin, to die on the cross. He said that He will not leave us in our sin. He's right there with us, even as we sin. Even though God cannot sin, He's with us as we sin. He's not approving of our sin, but He is with us. So, as you dig that hole deeper and deeper with your flesh, as you're running to the end, as you're digging down a hole and you're to the end of your rope, I had a pastor say, tie a knot, hang on, because you're a candidate for a miracle. You're what God's looking for. You're the one that's going to show the world that God really does exist, that God can make a change, that God can take your earthly flesh and turn it in to something to glorify His name. Now that miracle may not be what you want it to be. It may not get you out of the hole that you've dug, because sometimes we got to pay our consequences for what we do. But I guarantee it's going to at least put you up on this little shelf. It's going to let you climb up that little rope just a little bit to get you some length to it. It's going to put you on the shelf there to rest. And while you're resting, you better be praying. You better be looking up to God so you can finish that battle. So you can finish climbing out of that pit that you dug. And eventually you'll find out that God's going to reach down and He's going to pull you out of the miry clay and He's going to set you on solid ground. He's going to put a new song in your mouth. Because He's God. Now this morning, I'm not too known for going too long, so we might get out of here before and go to lunch before everybody else does. But this morning, with all that being said, we know that Jesus came and He died on the cross for us. And I'd like to give us 5 ways this morning to overcome the flesh. And forgive me, I didn't write my scripture down, so I got to flip over to it here. The first one will be referenced in the scripture in Philippians 4:8. But you got to bring your thoughts under control. It's been said that every battle is won or lost in the mind. We got to get our thoughts under control. And we got to... Philippians 4:8 here. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, report. If there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Concentrate on these things. Don't think about what you could be doing besides reading the Bible and concentrating on these things. The second one is read and ponder on God's Word daily. Sometimes hourly if you need to. See, it's out there, isn't it? That's going to be in Joshua 1:8. But it's a daily reminder of good. And it's a daily reminder of the mind and of what we of what we can do and what we should be doing and the righteous things and even in the spirit. I marked it. You know, you never can find anything whenever you're trying awful hard and you got people looking at you. You got all these things going on. All right, Joshua 1:8. This book of law shall not depart out of her mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou mayest observe to do accordingly to all this is written therein, for then thou shalt make the ways prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So the stuff that goes in, the stuff that we soak in from the Bible, it stays in our heart. We may not think it does, but it does. It stays in there. And by God's grace, it does. The third is pray. And that's a big one, y'all. We got to pray. We got to have that line of communication open. We got to tell God what's going on. I mean, he's in a relationship, and if we don't talk to each other, what kind of relationship are we going to have? What are we going to do? Remember, battling against the flesh is not a physical battle. And we must have the right weapons to combat the flesh. That's going to be in Ephesians 6:12. Which is somewhere here. See, normally I'm all fancy and got an iPad. And I'm up here and I've got it all laid out right. But this morning I'm struggling. And it's God's way of saying, hey, son, let those electronic things go away a little bit. Get back into the Word. So see, I'm preaching to myself, y'all, a whole lot, as much as I am to everybody else. The fourth one is don't overestimate yourself. All right? You can and you will give in to temptation if you overestimate your abilities. As you may think, well, I can't sin. I've been going to church for 50 years. I can't sin. Well, yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. You're still in an earthly body. You're still in a corruptible body. You're still in this world. And you will sin till the day that you're not in this world. But thank God for His grace. Thank God for His mercy. Thank God that He sent His Son to save our sins. Thank God that that we all have had the same opportunity to have our sins saved. And that's going to be in Psalms 1, verse 12. Psalms 1 and 2, sorry. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. We've got to not overestimate ourselves. And number five, we've got to be accountable to someone. Make ourselves accountable to someone. We can find someone in here, someone, a deacon, a friend, someone that is strong in their faith, someone strong in their will, someone that will hold you accountable if you mess up. They will tell you if you messed up. And God uses other people to tell you if you've messed up or not, because He loves you. He uses other people to rebuke us and to discipline us, because He loves us. That's Proverbs 27, 17. It says, iron sharpeth iron, so a man sharpeth the countenance of his friend. Iron sharpens iron, y'all. We've got to be accountable for our actions. If we're not accountable, how can we ask forgiveness for our sins? We all have sins. We're all going to sin. And I tell you this morning, if you don't know the mercy and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, now's the time. Now's the time. If you don't know Him this morning, now is the time. Not tomorrow. We're not guaranteed to walk out those doors this morning. We're not guaranteed to get in those vehicles and make it home. Not guaranteed to make it up here to the restaurant or not to eat. If you don't know Jesus, now's the time. Come on up. I'll introduce you to Him. If you need to pray, come on up. I'll pray with you. If you don't want me to pray with you, you can pray by yourself or somebody else can come up and pray with you. But the altar's open, y'all. Now's the time to know God. Now's the time to ask forgiveness for your sins. Now's the time to get your flesh under control. Now's the time, if you're sitting there and you're looking, now's the time. We can't wait. We can't afford to wait. There's people dying and going to hell every day because we, as Christians, are waiting. We're waiting on the right time to tell somebody about Jesus. Well, now's the time. We're waiting on the right day to tell somebody about Jesus. Today's the day. We got to do better as Christians, y'all. We got to get our flesh under control. We got to get ourselves under control so we can get the devil.